But I am very uneasy in leaving. Rising inside Grady was an ungovernable laughter, a joyous agitation which made the white summer stretching before her seem like an unrolling canvas on which she might draw those first rude, pure strokes that are free. Then, too, and with a straight face, she was laughing because there was so little they suspected. Nothing. The light quivering against the table silver seemed to at once encourage her excitement and to flash a warning signal. Careful, dear. But elsewhere something said, Grady, be proud. You are tall, so fly your pennant high above and in the wind. What could have spoken? The rose? Roses speak. They are the hearts of wisdom, she'd read so somewhere. She looked out the window again. The laughter was flowing up. It was flooding on her lips. What a sparkling, sun-slapped day for Grady McNeil and roses that speak. Why is that so funny, Grady? Apple did not have a pleasant voice. It suggested the sub-vocal prattlings of an ill-natured baby. Mother asks a simple question, and you laugh as though she were an idiot. Grady doesn't think me an idiot, surely not,